Hey, you want that to go?
We have some takeouts on news stories that we're following right now. And, of course, there's lots of arguments, right, John, going on in D.C.? No dearth of arguments over the stimulus, new bills to help the unemployed.
Just landed in a big box right on my doorstep.
That's weird because that's what happened in Florida, too.
Really?
Kind of. Yeah. They got like a big box, sort of.
It's sort of nobody
can find
it,
$1 billion.
Right.
So we actually sent someone down to Florida with you to check out how the stimulus money is being spent in Florida and really how people feel about the expenditures. We're joined now by Takeaway transportation reporter Colin Campbell. You went to Polk County. Why did you go to Polk County?
Well, Polk County is halfway between Orlando and Tampa, and it's kind of smack in the middle of a Florida high-speed rail route. So this is the big ticket of the stimulus. We talked a couple weeks ago about the projects you might remember from the stimulus. This could be one of them. It's a 90-mile train route, and Polk County's right in the middle. That train route's being paid for by more than $1 billion in stimulus money. And the project goes between Tampa and Orlando. It goes through Republican counties. It goes through purple parts of the country. These are the hard-fought areas of Florida politics. These are, where the narrative of whether the stimulus is working or not will be settled.
So, can I ride this rail?
You can't ride the rail until probably 2015, they hope, although there's sort of some cracks showing in it. But
they must be pretty happy about it there.
You would think, yeah. It's kind of a rural place with cows and oranges and strawberries. It's also a place with 13% unemployment. They need the money. And that's where I found Billy Gay. He's an immigrant from Costa Rica. I talked to him outside a diner in the morning. He was going to his truck where he was going to do some sod work, some grass work. He also works in a phosphate mine in Lakeland, Florida. And he's an Obama voter. He voted for Obama in 2008. And I asked him if he'd vote for Obama again. He said no. And I asked him what he thought of the stimulus. Here's what he told me.
I don't understand the stimulus money, the spending of the money, the way that they doing, and I don't think they're actually helping the small little guy like me.
Okay, so in Florida, they don't like the stimulus package because it's not trickling down to the local level. That's right?
I think they're waiting to see it. I think they're waiting to see it trickle down. The second person I talked to was a woman called Dina Stebbins DeCamp. She runs a custom embroidery business in Lakeland. Business is off 30%. And I think you would have thought Billy Gay there might have seen a little bit of stimulus money. Dina Stebbins DeCamp kind of looking around Lakeland to see the effects. Doesn't look good to her. She also runs the Republican Women's Club of Lakeland, so you'd expect she'd be a little skeptical of the Obama administration. And she's also an organizer of the Tea Party there.
Oh, well, geez.
So this is somebody you expect, if you believe what you see on TV, to be frothing at the mouth at the talk of $1 billion,
right?
A touchy-feely project like a high-speed train. Here's what she told me about the high-speed rail.
People are so desperate to pay their mortgages and keep their jobs, and the government's spending money that we really don't have yet. But we're actually very happy about the bullet train. We think it's a good thing for Florida.
Okay, so she's happy about the bullet train. So maybe they don't think it's getting down to the little guy, but they're happy about the big ticket projects.
I think they'd like to see the big ticket projects run in a financially responsible way. Dina gave me a couple other ideas. Stimulus money could go for tax cuts. It could go to things that they'd see a little quicker. The ambivalence about the stimulus funding could be leading to a little bit of ambivalence about the high-speed rail project itself. Which is a problem. It only covers 90 miles. This is something that the White House is trying to get done quickly, to really show off. This is stimulus money at work here, jobs. Here's a train you can ride. So I found Troy Keener, a retired guy. He's kind of a lifelong resident of Polk County. He used to work for the DOT. This is the kind of guy you'd also expect to be pretty bullish on a train.
What do you have to say?
And I asked him, would you ride the train? Here's what Troy said.
People's not going to pay the money to ride the train. I mean, only the rich and famous are going to be able to afford to do it. And then when they get there, how are they going to get off? They're going to get a cab? They pay a cab fare? No, I don't think so. I mean, how is they going to get around from the train station to where they want to go to? If I was to ride it to Orlando to go to Bass Pro Shop, I've got to catch a cab there. And I'm not paying a cab driver his fee to take me there and pick me up and take me back. I'd rather drive it.
Okay, so it sounds to me like the really what's at issue here is that Floridians themselves don't entirely agree on what it is that they want, which makes it very difficult for the Obama administration to address that with stimulus funds. But thanks. That's their takeaway transportation reporter Colin Campbell bringing us ambiguity from Florida.
Ambiguity from Florida. As Carl Hyacin said, the epicenter of sleaze. Yes, indeed.